Hi.
You are officially listening to The Dent Nerds, a premier podcast for paintless dent repair professionals and enthusiasts. On this show, we'll be discussing the latest techniques and tools in PDR, sharing successes and failures from the field, and interviewing industry leaders. We'll also be taking listener questions from the Dent Nerds Facebook group and YouTube channels, and offering tips and tricks for those looking to break into the PDR world. So whether you're a seasoned pro or a PDR beginner, join us as we nerd out on all things paintless dent repair. And now, here are some combination of your hosts, Matt Armijo from GetAGripNow.com, Jack Bucknell from SiouxFallsDentRepair.com, Mike Glidewell from DentMadePro.com, and John Vidine from DentReaper.com. Now, let's get nerdy.
Let's get nerdy indeed. It's time, everybody. Is the Drunk Tour Review 2024. Hey, we got a special guest. He's going to leave early. Just wanted to say, Kenji, say hi.
Hi. My name is Kenji Oshimi, Twist Sense from Japan. Nice to meet you.
Love it, love it. Great dent guy. You guys, did you guys compete in the Dent Olympics today?
Yep, my student.
Your students? How'd they do?
I got the third place.
Nice. Love it. That says a lot, dude. Placing at all, Super difficult in the Dent Olympics.
And thanks.
I've never placed. Anybody here has ever placed in the Dent Olympics? Raise your hand.
Yeah, I almost did, but
crickets.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, close only counts on horseshoes and hand grenades, Mike. That's awesome, Kenji. Good for you, man. Good for you and good for your student, too. But he's got to leave. His Uber's coming to take an early flight.
Uber's,
yes?
Uber's there.
Oh, all right. All right. Love you. Thank you for everything. It's good. Good to see you.
Next year. Absolutely.
We'll see you next year. Actually, we'll see you in Japan. So
I can't. Watch out for Godzilla.
You're big in Japan, aren't you?
I guess technically I would be.
Okay. All right. Let's see here.
All right. And we're going to break the rules one time and one time only, because when we start the Dent Nerds podcast, we got to start it with, can I get a Jack Bucknell? Woo! Let's go. Here we are. Toledo, get in here. What are we doing?
Yeah.
We got Mike Toledo and the other OG of the OG Drunk Tool Review. Get in here, Vinny.
Come on, man.
And our special guest.
The most special of all the special guests, Mike Toledo, Vince D'Alessandro. You guys sit front and center.
Yeah,
Hold on. We got one other special guest.
He'll be here soon.
Oh, yeah. Which one's that one?
Oh, you want to bring in J-Moff.
J-Moff.
J-Moff coming in from the other side of the world. Get in here, Jay.
There's J-Moff. So why don't you give him a little interview?
Yeah, God. Where are you from, Jay? Tell everybody who you are, where you're from.
Taiwan. Yes.
And,
a small island.
Yes, a small island. You're a big man on a small island. What's your Instagram handle?
Instagram. Superior PDR.
Superior PDR. Follow this motherfucker, dude. Great videos. You got to check this shit out. He does amazing work. You'd be super surprised, and you might not understand every word he says, but if you're a dent guy, you understand how fucking dents get fixed, so it's badass. You gotta check it out. I love the way you do your stuff, dude. Just like,
yeah.
The quick cuts, the hard hitting. I love that shit. It's awesome.
Yes.
This was not your first MTE, no?
My first time to hear.
This is your first time to MTE?
Yes.
What'd you think?
Oh, it's awesome. So I never seen this exhibition for PDR.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah, my eye opening, really.
Yeah. It's amazing.
It's crazy.
It's a great crew, a great community. And dude, there's so many more people than you realize.
Yes.
and so many more that don't come to these things. You guys got to come. If you've never been to MTE, it will blow your fucking mind.
Just yeah.
Show up, right?
Yeah.
If J-Maw can make it from halfway around the damn world, why can't, you know, Joe Schmo from Kansas come on down? Joe Schmo from Idaho. Damn it, I screwed it up. It was right there. See, we got OGs in the house. This is why we're learning. We're still learning. But man, I don't know. What did you see any new tools this year? This is the drunk tool review. Did you see any new tools this year? Or?
Yeah, too much.
Too many?
Too many.
Is there anything that sticks out in your mind? What did you buy? Did you buy anything?
Oh, I bought so many. Almost
$5,000? Nice.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It was a goody store for him.
Hey, so. Did you get any Dent Reapers?
Yeah.
One.
Absurdity.
One. Yes. Thank you. What? Anything? Which one are you most excited about? Which tool, though? Don't say Dent Reaper. That we're not here for that. I'm not trying to throw my shoulder out, smacking myself on the back. What tool are you most excited about to try? Give me one.
The slide hammer from A1.
Oh, the auto return slide hammer. Yeah, from Dent Slayer. Yeah. Let's throw that thing on there.
This tool is amazing. So you just use one hand and don't catch up.
Yeah.
The hammer.
Yeah.
So you can easy.
So pull, I'll hold it, you pull. And then it just, yeah. when the glue releases, it yes. automatically goes back. So.
And we don't need to catch.
Yep.
Yes. So
it's a beautiful thing. And it has the way this cap goes on. Your cold glue doesn't dry out.
Protect.
Yep.
Protect the cold
keeps glue. It clean. Keeps it from drying out.
I think I got a bad cap.
Yeah, there's a couple O-rings on there, so it's double tight, Mike. It's double tight.
Don't blow an
O-ring.
Oh,
that's a satisfying sound. Yes, sir. You gotta love it.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what else? Anything else I missed? Like, is there anything you want to say to anybody that the seven people
right now? Seven people. It's okay.
Yeah, but more later.
If you are PDR guys, you have to been here one time in your life to open your eye.
Love it.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I love it. Well, awesome. Yes. I guess I get to see you again at another Dent show.
Yeah, I will.
In Japan, right?
In Japan, yes.
In December, right?
Yes. IASRE, Japan. Osaka.
RSRE, right? IASRE?
Yes.
IASRE in Japan, in Osaka, this December. A bunch of us are going. I hope y'all can
see you there.
Hell yeah. Love it. All right.
Okay.
Beautiful. All right. We're going to bring in the OGs. They're looking at their phones. This is what we call stretching. Such a great show. So many awesome things. Hey, here's one thing I got that I can talk about while you guys F around. Are you ready to get over here, Benny?
Oh, yeah. Let me get my trophy first.
Yeah. Get that trophy. This was one thing I was super excited about. I don't know what they're calling it. I call it the ice cream lifter. It is so dope. Nice and clean white. It comes with some white Dent Center tabs. It's going to be more of a showpiece, I think. But beautiful thing from Kiko. The 60th anniversary Robo lifter. Gotta love it.
Let me see myself here. Oh, that camera. Okay, let me get over. Okay, let me sit down.
Oh, there you are, baby. There you are, man. What is this Flavor Flav concoction you got around your neck there, bud?
That is my trophy for largest bass fish.
In the tournament. Largest bass fish. You got the
7-pounder.
This man's got the biggest bass. That's awesome, dude. So you did the Keeping It Real fishing tournament with Randy Hobson and Lee Roth.
It was freaking awesome. I'd do it forever. If they're doing it every year, I'm in.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a blast. Yeah.
Tons of fun.
Yeah.
Worth waking up at what the butt crack at dawn for?
It was, well, check-in was like 6 to 7 or something like that. Not yeah, too terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's, we made it.
It's a little early for me on an MTE weekend, not gonna lie.
If you do it on a Wednesday, it's not too bad.
Fair enough.
You do it on a Friday or Saturday, it's not happening.
Then it gets a little sketchy.
Absolutely.
Love it, love it.
No, it was really good.
Yeah, he. I mean, how many boats were there? There were like 20-some boats?
Was 85 fishermen.
85 fishermen?
Yeah.
And you got the biggest one?
I did.
Was it
raised? Hold on. In the vendor boat. There was a guy on the A1 sponsored boat that won because we couldn't win like the whole tournament because we were vendors. I won the biggest bass. I
think the vendor out of how many vendors. How many vendors were there? You and one other guy, or
no?
So you're like... first out of two.
You're not first, you're last, right? No, I think there was I don't know. There's probably about 20 vendors.
Oh,
because they got the detailers in on it too.
Oh, okay.
I think did you sponsor a boat?
I sponsored the beer.
Oh, right.
Okay. I bought the beer.
I did see your logo out there.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, there was at least 20 vendors, yeah. I'd say. And 85 fishermen.
Yeah.
And it was a blast.
Yeah, they had a rule you couldn't sponsor a boat unless you had your own booth. And since I was sharing what they won, yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
So, but he let me sponsor the beer. So
nice.
That's right up my alley.
Yeah. But you know what?
Thanks,
we
Randy.
We couldn't
appreciate
drink on
the opportunity.
Boat.
Yeah, but afterwards.
Which is a little bit weird.
But yeah.
Fishing
that does
and beer
seem
go
weird.
Like right yeah. hand in hand, right?
Rules and regulations. I don't know. I don't know how that works.
That's all right though. Yeah. We had a blast with that.
Yeah, yeah.
And plus two drinks at like 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, besides John by D.
I mean, I don't see any problem with that. I don't see any problem with that at all.
Cheers, mate.
If you're fishing. If you're fishing, why not?
Right?
Why not? But you got to have a cold one when you got off the boat.
We did. We had several cold ones once we got off the boat.
Good to hear. Good to hear.
Good barbecue and everything.
Nice. Yeah, I heard the Mission Barbecue. Yeah.
Mission Barbecue. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty decent.
Sounds good. Yeah. So all in all, good experience.
Great experience. Yeah.
And then I know Randy
into
works,
MTE.
I know Randy worked super hard on that.
He really
crossing
did.
All his eyes and
I mean,
all his
it was. And, what was he calling it? He was calling it like the Rich Band or the Rich Kid Fishing Tournament, and it was. I mean, he freaking nailed every single portion of that. I'm proud of him. I couldn't have done it that good, honestly.
Love it. Love it.
That's years of experience of taking care of people.
Yeah. Well, here's to you, Randy.
Randy, you're freaking awesome. It was great.
Cheers to Randy.
Here's
to
Chris Dale behind us.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, and it's for a good cause, too. That's the other great thing.
Is.
There's a not-for-profit thing being set up for it. Who's this guy behind us?
We're on Instagram over here because we couldn't get it set up the way I wanted to.
So a little party foul.
We're just going to join lock.
You do how you got to do.
Hey, pull up a seat here, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Come on in. Come on in.
Jack is over here. Jack,
we're going to
say
hi.
Jack. Everybody come on in.
All right, so let's get started. They really want to see what the hell we got here.
Yeah, let's get out of the triple train.
So someone's going to pass me.
So I do have an official attendance for MTE 2024, if you want to hear that. How many people were
actually. Oh, you know the official attendance?
I do.
Oh, yeah. That's
yeah, let's hear
so 4,500 people.
4,500?
Yes.
Wow. I felt like 6,000, honestly.
It
was crazy.
Yeah, it was
felt
crazy.
Like more for sure, right? Yeah.
I think last year was like 3,000 something. So it was 20% more than last year.
Oh, wow. That's a big increase.
Yeah.
20%. Well, we could see it. I could feel it.
Yeah.
And it was hot. Dude, you guys are freaking
slammed the whole time.
Oh,
the whole time.
I couldn't tell. I was in the booth working the whole time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Did you have a pee break at all?
I had one pee break all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, 8 hours was miserable. Actually, to be honest with you, it wasn't miserable because I didn't have to pee. I was talking all the time and wasn't drinking water or beer or nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, everyone, check out who's in the background over there, man. Look at J-Ma. There's J-Ma right there. So J-Ma is Taiwan Superior PDR. Does some awesome videos right there. Let's get into some video, some tools.
Hey, Jack, one more thing, just because this is the drunk tool review. Our friend JP told us.
Oh, yeah, but he didn't bring the old Canadian syrup.
Yeah. You know what he didn't bring?
Rummy gummies.
Oh. Rummy gummies.
Oh, yes.
They're from Susan.
Rummy gummies.
They're in season.
Everybody up for one?
Yeah.
A little bit. A little bit.
They're really strong.
Hey, wouldn't it be a drunk tool review without being drunk, right?
Yeah.
Devin Park. Good part of the deal. Got a good, strong gummy. Woo!
Yeah, I don't want that.
No, right, everyone's walking away. What's happened?
Oh my god!
We're gonna talk about it.
Well, somebody give me my beer. I'm gonna choke this down.
There we go.
This is great audio. All
right.
Somebody grab a tool. Anything. Oh.
VIP.
I'm drooling. Jackie got covered for me.
Never mind. Yeah, this is not working.
That's what happens when you swallow 45
I guess, right?
At once.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. All right, Jack.
All right, guys. So I'm going to talk about some of the tools I ended up picking up here this year at the Mobile Tech Expo. First out, shout out to my good buddy, Keith Cosentino. Make metal flat again. So that's what I'm talking about here. First off, I ended up picking up quite a few different things. Obviously, so starting off with Keith Cosentino with Black Plague PDR, I picked up the tension pull straps. So obviously, they're still bundled up or whatever, but there's multiple length different straps that we've got here that allow you to do lateral tension. So obviously, a lot of us that are watching this are dent guys. So you know, lateral tension, you're trying to pull the dent outwards while you're pushing it up. That's what these straps allow you to do. And now he makes it in a bunch of multiple lengths, so that's a big positive. I checked out the Cam Auto booth here. So first off, I picked up their lateral tension setup to actually that again spreads the that you can use this with, and then
I'm gonna open that for you.
Yep, that's fine. Thank you, thank you. And then I picked up the Cam Auto mini lifter with the crease feet. So I had to have that stuff shipped to me. I don't have enough room in my bag to pick that stuff up, but was also able to get hooked up with this. So Charles was basically showing me this. This is really good. So like on the edge of a quarter panel, like on the where it folds down into the bumper, like a 90 degree split, you can bend this around and pull against it as well as pull outward. So it, anyway, so another really good setup.
We sell the crap out of these at Anson.
Yeah.
They're
absolutely
awesome. They're really good. And one thing about Cam Auto stuff, I don't know if you've worked with a lot of it. It lasts
some
forever.
Of it. Yeah. You're never gonna break that. You're never gonna wear it out. Like it's indestructible.
Whatever plastic he uses, it's insane.
Yep. A couple other different feet and whatnot to hook these basically these metal tabs into these bad boys right here. And then kind of going, like I said, I had to have a lot of the stuff shipped to my house. So, anyways, next thing I'd say, first off. Shout out to my boy Danny Hacker for hooking it up with the Robo Lifter necklace. That's what I'm talking about. Baller, baby. Woo! So also picked up Hudson Tanzi's tornado tabs from Kiko as well. So you guys could see them there. Picked up those bad boys. And then I actually did get the I don't have those. They're in my bag in there. But anyways, I picked up the lateral tension. Pullers, I'll bring those out later and reshow them or whatever. From Kiko as well. So Kiko, huge booth. They've got phenomenal system there, all sorts of different, and their new tension system was fantastic as well. Obviously stopped over at the good old Anson booth.
Oh yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. And picked up the Dead Dent Tools. Always pick up a brand new Peewee, you know, every single time. Like ended up just having to get another one. As always,
that's probably the number one selling tip we sell.
Oh yeah, definitely. I totally get it. Yeah, absolutely. And then this was a new one. So, Vinny, maybe you want to talk a little bit on some of this kind of stuff. So,
The Metalmorph. Yeah.
Yep. I didn't know you guys even had that. So, yeah,
we just got it like 2 weeks ago. So it's a 3/8 diameter, so it'll fit in a 1/2 inch hole, no problem. Mm-hmm. And it has a soft tip. If you guys use the green apples, it's basically like a green apple, but with 3/8 diameter. So it'll fit on your 3/8 diameter tools, and you know, it won't be all big and bulky. It was probably one of the number one selling tips in our booth.
Yeah. Luckily, I was fortunate enough to see somebody else had that. And I was like, oh, well, I got to get over there.
Yeah.
And obviously picked up a pack of the replacement tips as well.
Just in case.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Let's see. Stopped over at the Get a Grip booth. Jesus.
Let's flip the switch. There we go.
Get that off there. Anyways.
See how good it works?
Jesus Christ. I can't get the suction cup with it releasing the tension off of that. So,
Yeah, you pick up. Yeah.
Is that the get a grip knife?
It is.
Yeah, it is. Knife. No, that's a custom one. I'm gonna show that in a second here. That's the Wu edition knife.
Here.
Oh yeah. Anyways, so Miho was nice enough. One of our other co-hosts here, he was able to hook me up with a get a grip. Woo! If you guys know me, anyways, this is totally up my alley for the. Holy cow, I can't believe that stuck on there that well. You also engraved it with the Sioux Falls Denver pair, as well as a DBAP. You didn't guys know that on the top, and a Jack Bucknell right up on there. So fancy ass knife. I actually bought a regular version of this, and then he actually came over and gave me the customized Jack Bucknell woo edition. So awesome, awesome. Thanks, bud. Another good one from Get a Grip here. Was the camera cell phone holder. So suction cup on here that we struggled heavily to get it off the table. And then they've got two different versions. So the MagSafe, right? MagSafe, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Anyways, magnet holder for the cell phone. I've got this style, so does John as well. To hold your cell phone, you could suction cup this on anything you want. Also, they make a version to the spring-loaded tension version to hold that actually on or hold a phone. As well, or a GoPro. I've actually used it for a GoPro as well. Let me think, what else did I end up getting? Drawing a blank all of a sudden. But anyways,
is this yours?
Yeah, well, yeah. Anyway, we already talked about it, but anyways, obviously picked up the limited edition white ballin' ass mini lifter from my boys over at Kiko. Shout out to Danny. Woo!
What about that hat, so, Jack?
Oh yeah, this is from Keith. So Keith Cosentino. Make metal flat again, because that's what I'm talking about. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to do that every day. So, especially this year. So, let me think. I think I covered basically everything I ended up picking up. A lot of stuff I can't bring. The lateral tension stuff, I'll bring that back out here and show you guys later. But I'm not going to. All right. Who's up next, boys?
You got some? I got a little some. Let's go.
All righty. Next,
I'm gonna move this over a little bit.
Absolutely,
I'm gonna be so far in the middle.
I'm gonna move this over a little bit.
How's that, guys? You see me? Oh, taking over the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. All right, so. One thing I liked about the I'm like, I love tap downs. I love the way these tips are. This is heavier than your normal bass tap downs. I do a lot of motorcycle tanks and a lot of dents. That look at the new Kiko bass. You want to do that camera there? I'll put that there. Here, you can check that out.
Well, that's nice. Feel
that. Yeah, we got a new tip too, right? New types of tips right here, and I really like it. It's got a sharp tip on here, right? These tips look like they're gonna last a bit on there. A lot of you guys already probably know about the hinge tips right here. So I got the hinge for the body lines. I do a lot of Teslas too. These things will work great on the bottom edge of the Tesla. I do use Cam Autos too for that too, but I already have those, and those are at the house, our shop. So, did you talk about the Hemis already?
No, nobody's talked about the Hemis.
All right, so I think this might.
You got a Hemi?
if it pulls the freaking center out, it does, right?
They're very interesting taps.
Yeah, do you have them already at the at your location?
They just released them. We don't have them.
Are you a little?
Nice. We will though.
Yeah. So you can get these at Kiko or Anson.
Maybe.
But look at they're more domed or curved, and I'm sure he's gonna get a little close up of that. Wish we would have had these a long time ago. We were doing right body lines.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a great idea.
So I'd actually bend mine too as well. We had to do that on a Rivian, dude. So, but now you don't have to do that. Okay, so I think one of the strongest crease tabs were at the show were the Cam Auto crease tabs. We were pulling like crazy trying to get this. Look how thin that is, dude. You did?
Check this out, dude.
You can send them to me, but it looks amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So those right there.
Does anyone know why Kiko made them in the flexible material and the ice? Because it kind of feels.
Well, ice is going to give you a little bit more less.
Be more rigid.
Yeah, it's more rigid. Yeah.
I would think, personally, I'm going to like the dark blue better.
Yeah.
But the ice, I could see, you know.
You like a little bit more flex, a little more give? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. More like a little more cushion for the pushes. Yeah. Oh, I got that same thing left.
All right. This has been out for a while. You guys see me do this on a video. I needed another one because, you know, my students or people, whoever in there, more than look at that guy.
Great minds think alike, sir.
I like it for the door jammer and for the hood I like length. You know, I don't want to be stuck with, you know, just a smaller length.
So don't want no short jam.
Don't want no short.
Ah, there you go. He's back.
Don't want.
He's back.
Super quick too. So once you jam it in, you just pull it up like that, right? You
don't want no short jam.
And this part clicks in, right? Spin this out. Ooh, it's tight.
What I like about it, I used to use this more on the door. If you have a dent in the front of the door, you have to swing the door open. Front door bottom.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You got to swing the door open. Yeah. And you need it rigid. And that's where that.
It's a really, really well built. Well built.
You know what's a really good idea that not a lot of people talk about, or I haven't heard. When you're doing those Challenger body line dents, open that door up
and put your arm around, right?
You can get a way longer to a way more leverage.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have the upper door frame, so you can really crank on those fuckers.
Yep. The J-Ma was already talking about it. Can you hand me that Dent Slayer one?
Which one?
That. So even though you guys will miss the last one, but Jay was talking about this, right?
Yeah.
Auto return. So, right? Pop that off like that. Remember that?
Yeah.
Shake weights. Oh no.
Matt already knows because we teased him already, dude. But you know, hey.
Yeah.
She's hot, she's not. She's hot, she's not. She's hot, she's not, dude. Right? So that is how we little jit, you pop it on, right? And you pull it and it retracts. Like that is what it's all about.
Toledo is a grower and not a shower.
Even after 50. One thing you pointed out, Mike, earlier was the thread size on this. It's not proprietary, though.
It is not?
VIP is proprietary.
Oh.
So this is the 5/16 to 18 thread.
Oh.
Where VIP is not. So if you're using this in conjunction with
another,
it's not going to work. You would have to get an adapter. Because
do you have an adapter? You guys have adapters?
You go to the Home Depot, grab an adapter.
Oh, okay.
But hold on. No, you're wrong. So you just need, here it is. So if you want to run this with a VIP head, you would just get a 5/16 18 thread. What do you call it?
Adapter.
Not adapter, just a stud and screw it in there if you're using VIP.
Can you get that at Home Depot?
Yeah, Home Depot.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Whatever.
All right. Oh, there you go. Like, this thing's legit, though. Honestly, I think this is a really well made. I'm a cold glue guy. I like doing rails. Hopefully, it works to a way it is. I saw the demonstrations. I thought it looked really good, so that's why I bought it. So, we'll see what happens. All right. I did say that. I did talk. You want to tell you? Did you work? You use it yet?
I've seen him for about a month, but I have not used him.
Okay.
He was showing me some of the pulls he was getting. It looked pretty cool. So I'm excited to get them. He ran out when I was there. So shipping that one to my house.
Okay. If you guys are looking for, if you guys haven't seen this whale tail, then you guys have been sleeping. One of the best whale tails that you can actually bend, right? It is the thinnest
version.
Yeah. Thinnest whale tail, I think, on the market, like for its size and its width.
We've been talking about those bendable whale tails from Glenn for years.
I've had these for a long time. I broke one, then I sold one, and then I needed it back, right?
That's the OG right there.
Can you get a close shot of how thin that is, dude?
And yeah, I mean, there's no way a camera's going to do it justice.
How about like this? How about like that?
Paper thin.
Yeah.
Well, you can't tell if I'm looking at the tool or the channel.
Well, look how thin that is, though, dude. Anyways, that's thinner than a fingernail, dude. And that's designed to go, you know, where you get a dent close to the edge.
Yeah.
On the front door. Right there. Where the seam, where it pinches the seam. That is legit right there. Obviously, through the bracing. Coming back towards the door handle area, right where it's tight there. I mean, if you can't get the dent with this, you ain't going to get it out. Dude.
Like, yeah, so this one, though, is flat all the way through. Pretty much all the way.
That's what I like about it. Shaved inline. You guys see that, right? Inline right there.
And then you got this style. And
you got this style. I have this one too as well. Yeah. But I do find myself gravitating to this one more.
Okay.
Because the reason why is because it's so round right here. So you don't get, you only got this much there to get.
Yeah. And I don't, most cases, I would get there.
I would consider,
I like that the front of a rear door.
Yeah.
You can bend that at an angle like a J hook almost. And then get into where you need to go.
Oh, I like it.
I do that with a balloon tip so often, but I find sometimes it's not sharp enough. So that's why I got this thing.
Well, when you bend it, seriously, legit, when you bend it, it stays.
Yeah.
It doesn't have that quick reflex back. But it's very, I don't know, it's like Play-Doh almost, man, but it's very rigid.
Yeah.
So it's very, very good.
It's a beautiful thing.
Blam, people don't know much about Blam. They're a quiet company, but they're really, really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
Super
okay.
Good.
Christopher Dale gave me these, dude, and he told me about these tap downs. They've been out for a while. I guess they're technically designed by Derek Yost, which I never knew.
Oh, really?
I know, but Derek Yost.
Here and talk about it.
Apparently, Derek Yost helped design this. That's what I heard. So, anyways, but they are from Black Plague.
Yeah.
I think. Well, I'm gonna put my foot in my mouth, favorites. But the rumor is that Derek Yost helped design these.
All right, I was using those for years. I only used the green and the blue. I love them. This one I've never found a use for.
Yeah, green and the blue. Yeah,
and they're my favorite.
I put that there. Yeah.
Why do you like them?
Why do you like them so much, Chris?
They don't leave any marks.
Really? For these?
Yeah.
You guys ever? Anybody have these?
Nobody has. I've never used them. Yeah, the only one.
I have with the main lifter just today.
Did you use them?
How did you use it? On the demo.
How did it work?
Fucking great.
Really?
That's what made me buy it.
So these are the sleeper ones that have been out for a long time.
They're cheap as fuck.
How much?
I think it's like, I don't know, 40 or 50 bucks for the three.
Yeah, so this one works really good for doing.
Well, thank you,
Chris. I don't like that one.
This is really
I told you about it a month ago, motherfucker. and you didn't listen to me. So that's why I bought an extra set today and handed them to you. I knew you would fucking buy them.
Well, I love metal tips. It's just I can't trust them for very long on a panel.
That green and the blue.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, not all metal tips are created equal.
That's you definitely don't want to be using those on a motorcycle. You're not using those on a motorcycle.
No.
Most of the time, if you got a solid metal tip,
you know what?
If you buff it
maybe one of the caps will fit on them.
I bought the Gen ones. They didn't have these coatings on them yet.
What do you mean? From Keith?
They were just raw.
All metal?
Raw metal. Yeah,
they do. Like they'll never 16, rust 17. By you after like a year and a half. They start rusting by me. Really?
1617.
Yeah, you know what?
Super old.
Yes. Wow. Yes.
Oh my god,
dude,
I didn't even know PDR was around.
Have you ever fixed a dent in covered wagons in South Dakota? That's how we roll. I'll make the rules.
The greatest.
And this is why it's the dent nerds, dude.
The greatest
wagon dent.
All right.
I'm making that hat.
All right, I'm gonna bring out another sleeper. It's this one right here. Yeah. Okay.
That's been around.
I know it's been around, but I don't know how many people realize like you have to reach around, do one small pain in the ass dent, but you don't want to set up all your tools to get the leverage.
So you don't like to reach around?
Oh, you have that set. You like to do the reach around. You guys don't get laid very much, do you?
Hey, you said that to you guys.
Yeah. I how sharp that is, man.
Mike, do you have the other one? The T-handle one.
I don't have the T-handle. Yeah.
Let's set up this thing.
Does anyone have the T-handle?
Give me that.
PDR Finesse.
I do, yeah.
I use that. And that thing. Stupid thing. Made, yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. See? You don't have that one.
I don't have that one.
No. Well, the other one's better than that one. That one's good, but
Well, I like it a lot. So. Okay, let me get. Can you have some of those tips for me there, Vadim? Those tip? Kikos?
These ones?
Oh, actually, yeah, this is another one.
You're talking the tab?
Did you see?
Where's the video? I can't see
it. It's backwards.
Did you see the rectangle one?
What rectangle one?
Do I think I'm going to go to my bedroom and get it?
Go hold get on. It. Go get it. What rectangle one?
Don't move. I'm going to go get it.
Stop talking.
Stay right there.
Don't move.
Now, video.
Yeah.
I don't know. Right
there. I'm going to go get it.
Okay, this is what we call stretching in the biz.
Oh, it is off. Okay. Let me have that. Oh, okay. Okay. All right, so I picked this up. I didn't know if I can take this off or not, but I'll go over here. Oh, yeah? That's good. That's good. So I haven't tried this yet. I don't know how that's going to tap. It comes with the red cap. I don't plan that this red cap's going to last that long because it's pretty thin, but we don't know. We never know. Thank you. Thank you, Vinny. We'll see. This is why I bought it. I do like the weight of it. I do like it. Hopefully, they didn't make it a proprietary. Hey, no, I think that's good, right?
That's all 516, 18.
516?
Yeah.
Okay. Standard. Yeah. All right. Vinny's the tool confirmation expert here.
Vinny's cool. Handled more tools.
We'll see how that taps.
No, yo.
I got some cold glue. Okay.
The time is high.
This feels pretty sticky. Anybody pick up the new cold glue from a VIP?
It's sticky.
It's sticky. Huh. It's pretty damn sticky, dude. That is sticky.
Interesting that it comes in the same kind of packaging.
Go sample it over there.
As butyl tape.
Go sample it over there.
You know what, Peter? Peter's been trying to develop this for about 2 years now.
See this one?
Oh, I did it. Chris got another top down, dude. Yeah. Yeah, all right. Now. Let me see that one.
It's supported.
All right, look at Chris. He's got.
I like it.
He's got this one right here. Now, what would you use this for? What are you going to use?
Knocking down huge crowns on.
Okay.
Shit, I probably can't fix.
Okay. All right.
You like them huge knockers, dude?
Can I see those edge things, those edge go or whatever those things are?
Oh, yeah. Slagos?
Yeah, Slagos.
Slagos. I had them in my hand. I didn't buy them.
So this one. You guys seen these?
Yeah, I own them. It's a great, great concept.
So you have.
Oh, that's the one. That's the tool I was supposed to pick up today. That's the dance tool, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have those. You're pushing against the edge of something, and you're gonna bend it or mar it. Well, these things slip right in here, and then you tighten it.
Dude. You pull out like a hatch handle or a
hatch
license plate light.
What are the odds of those fitting on anything else besides that?
You can make them smaller, right? And then piece them together to length.
Well, maybe you pulled out a tail
or just go out a big one.
Right. Maybe you pulled out a headlight.
And you can tell.
You don't have to be such a jerk about where they could possibly be used. And I don't have to keep thinking of different places, but there's places.
Pass this on, please. Pass those on.
It's a thin open. I love the idea. I just don't know if it's going to work.
You guys need to do this on Thursday night. So everyone knows what to buy on Friday and Saturday.
JP.
Dude, I really want to do that, but people, I got to get some tools.
Yeah, we don't get the tools. All right.
So probably one of the most unique tools. I don't know how effective this is, but I am going to I'm going to let everybody know that I this was given to me. So
from IKEA?
I didn't buy it.
It's an iron from IKEA. It's an iron.
It's a fender tool, right? You can see how.
I think I love it, but I'm not sure.
This has got a, let me show them here. It's got a really unique tip like this, right? For the fenders. It is super strong. And here's what it looks like on this side, right? And then kind of showing you how much of a bend it had right here. Okay. Anyhow, that's CarePoint. That is a fender tool.
Speaking of which, have you seen the leverage rings?
What are you talking about?
Leverage rings, dude. They're fucking for any kind of leverage in any situation.
You're full of shit.
Hanging in the back of a hatch.
You're full of shit, dude. I'm like, what is this, dude?
Well, I don't know. If we're fucking sharing furniture, I just thought
I'd you. I'll try to go through. All right. Hold on. Okay, I got a care point one. This is a very sharp tip right here for going into the metal or the sound deadening. I don't know how many of you guys use sharp tools, but you know this is definitely a great tool. Any kind of sharp tool is legit. So care point, plus you can do the adjustments too, right?
That was super tight.
So I get a tool that I don't have, and that's not like someone else's tool. Okay, so that's why I ended up picking this tool right here. So gosh dang, I got a lot of little knickknacks here, but then we'll let you go. VIP. What can I say about VIP?
Peter's a great guy, huh?
You gotta love Peter.
Love him.
He's VIP. Check out some of this stuff. He's got a new micro glue tab right there. You want to see that?
That's interesting. Like kind of key for all you hail damage guys out there.
Check out that micro. That's VIP. Yeah.
VIP.
It's got that. And then, listen, I don't know about you guys, but the Mamba sets, right? Mm-hmm. You got the micro.
I love that dome. No, especially.
That's Battleship. Battleship's different than... That's Mamba here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Vince corrected me. Battleship, but it's a little harder.
The ballistic material.
Yeah. But you got a micro, right? So this is something that you don't see. And it's a real tiny tip right there. Okay. Maybe I'll take it out.
Yeah.
Let's take it out. Yeah. Maybe I'll whip it out, Vinny.
You know what? It's the same as the sniper, but in the ballistic material.
Well, here you go. I got a set of these because
that's the Black Peak. That's the Mamba.
Yeah. There, look out. There's the difference between these. Well, let me put it there.
Right. I really love the stainless versions of those from VIP.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really love the metal.
And the base. Like everybody goes, why do you need such a big top down?
I love those. That's the bigger ones.
I'm telling you, look how when you grip it, your finger, less finger fatigue, right? Right, bigger strike area, bigger place to position your hand.
Which is strange. Can we talk about this for a second? Yeah, don't you think that the bigger it would be, the more fatigued your hand would get? Like,
that's where your brain goes.
It doesn't matter how long it is, as long as it's thick.
Especially the girthy tool.
Yeah, as long as it's thick, who cares how it's long?
That's the VIP HD.
The FDHG.
Let me see that.
Oh, and then.
John, at the end of the day, it's not the size, it's how you use it.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay. Vince, you sell these a lot?
We sell the hell out of these.
The thicker it is, the looser the grip.
Okay, audience. Okay.
We've welcomed the peanut gallery.
These are the pushing tips versus the blending tips. So he has blending tips and pushing tips. And
those are pushing tips.
But these are the pushing ones because they're hardened leather, so you're not going to blow through them as fast. These guys were using blending tips for pushing, and they were breaking them. So he came up with the pushing tips.
I don't use them as blending tips. I tap the crap out of them. But those are pushing.
Yeah, those are pushing. Yeah. You'll probably scratch the paint if you push with that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to get out of the way for John. But here, have me get that hammer and the light, please. Yeah. So, yeah. And we'll let the bad guy go in first, which is the fog. Okay. I don't have the light on. I don't have a Makita. Nobody has a Makita.
Yeah,
he
wears lines on his shirt. Like, when are you going to learn?
That's a good point.
I got this at Anson, at Limident booth over there at Anson. And let me tell you, this is probably one of the best lights out there, right? And the reason why I got it is because it's as close as is perfect for me for a line board as I can get. So,
line board, what's that?
So, if you notice, there's actually three slots, right? There's a closer slot, a mid slot, and a further away slot. Well, get rid of that, right?
What? What?
And you put in a real bore, right, J-Ma?
Which is your favorite slot?
All the top, the furthest away.
All five technicians in the world that use.
I prefer the middle slot. That's just me.
Yeah. So now you have
a terrible board.
Really great board.
I start with the top slot and then I finish.
J-Ma begs the difference.
Usually how it goes.
These guys, man. You have.
If you've been a good boy.
Hey, what's that rattling in there, Vinny? I need a warranty on that, dude.
No, it's good now. You're just hearing me all the way.
No, I was just kidding. No, it's the line board flopping around in there. It's not a
fake. The lines are getting
The PDR Finesse one right there. Yeah, and last but not least,
those things are gold.
Your PDR Finesse, right?
Okay, but Mike, I want to tell you that you got that set up.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion, you got that set up wrong. You take that cap off,
yeah,
and you put Glexo Magic on it, and then you can get that as small as the diameter of the tool and get into tinier holes, and it's still going to soft push.
Try to take that off, Mr. Vinny.
You care if I spit on it? Well,
yes, I do.
Take it off?
I care if I spit on it, dude.
Yeah, you're going to need a...
Pliers.
You're gonna need the pliers to get that off.
But I do like that. I like, you know, Jack. Did you already talk about these tips?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well,
I didn't put them on a tool.
These are one of the latest tips that are out, which is called the Morph Tip, right?
No, you know, if you does Finesse sell that?
No, Anson. No, Anson's tip.
Anson's tip.
But PDR Finesse's tool, and it works good, dude. Like this is a, and you can apply heat. What you're using this tool tip? Now, I don't know how much longer you can use.
Way more resilient than the R4 standard cherry cap, which those are great tips.
Yeah, no, they are.
Yeah. But, and it looks skinnier than the green apple.
Yeah, it's 3/8 diameter.
Yeah.
They're
legit, dude. I used it on heat. I posted a video on it, and I wasn't lying, man. Those things were working really good. And this is the Finesse tool. So here's the cool thing about Finesse tool, the way this is bent, okay? You ever get those F-150s with deep, deep dents on the aluminum panel on the door by the door handle?
Never.
Yeah. Well, after Vince drills a big hole, dude.
Well, he gets the carbon test rod in there.
Exactly.
Problem solved.
Well, exactly.
On the serious note, I use the heel right first, and I'll push the crap out of that center quick, right? With some heat, of course. Flip it around. Finish that off, take the cap off, and finish it with the tip. You're talking about 1, 2, 3, super clean, and you'll be done quicker than you can say, I don't know. What do you think? What do you say?
Done.
I'm done. It's legit. Here's the handle.
Pay me.
PDR Finesse, and it's strong. I like one thing I like about PDR Finesse, no flex. There's no flex. Okay. So that's it. I appreciate you guys' time. Thank you very much for having me on, and I appreciate it, dude. You're on, dude.
Yeah.
You're on.
Here we go. All right. Who's anyone want to help over here? I wanted to talk about these jammers. I got these the razor tails from our good friends. Yeah. I'm gonna need some help over here, Gladie.
What's up?
You ever use these jammers? Razor tails?
Yeah. Let me see those.
I personally like the smaller guys, the smaller diameter. I don't know what the diameter is. The green handle.
If only I could have bought some of those.
Yeah.
You know what, Jack? I went over there today and they restocked them. I thought
you gotta be kidding me.
I thought I bought them.
They didn't have any and then they restocked them.
Yeah.
I thought I bought them all.
I thought I bought them all, but they're flexy. They cut through glue. You can really punch through.
Yeah, I can see that, man.
Get some.
So, hey guys, look. Hey, what's up, everybody?
Oh, yeah, bud.
Man, sorry.
My Gladwell, joining the podcast halfway through.
Been enjoying the
cocktails. Oh, you were at a sweater restaurant, were you?
I know, right?
Oh, well, Lottie.
I'm wearing a sweater in Florida. You know what I mean? Like, what's... it's like 50 degrees outside. I'm looking cold, dude. Anyways, MTE was great today. Just want to mention that.
And, yeah, absolutely.
I was a little busy to buy tools today, but I did have a couple hours. And I bought, went over to Cam Auto.
Yeah, yeah.
And I bought the tension puller. And I was very impressed with it, okay. Actually.
I didn't see that one. What's their setup look like?
I mean, Jack, chime in on, I mean, this tension puller thing, when I seen it, I was like, dude, I want it.
And it came with the set to go around body line.
Yeah, it went like to the body lines.
Concave or convex.
Yeah.
Corners.
Yeah, and I love Cam Auto, man. I bought a lot of stuff from them, and bought the puller.
I bought that.
Same exact
so stuff. I saw that last year, and I was like, can I buy that? And they said it's a prototype. I was like, damn.
There was a lot of people buying the new set of feet.
Yeah.
They had the old version.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to Derek Yost, and he's like, man, you got that yet? And I'm like, I've got a lifter and stuff. And he's like, no.
Right.
And then he showed me all of it. And I was like, all right, well, let's go.
Yeah.
Well, I can tell y'all, man, Cam Auto, like,
yeah, Charles brings it.
I bought a, like I said, I bought a pull tower from last year. I had some issues with it. Dude, he hooked it up. He sent me the battery. I switched it over. So we talked about it. We laughed about it. And he was like, yeah, man, it's cool. And so I got that, the lateral tension set up and then got the puller. Boom, done.
Love it. Love it. All right. We're going to check this out.
Yes. That's, I want to talk about that.
Oh, did you get one?
No, yes. I bought all three tools from him.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So I had Alan Wilson from PDR Beginners. He came over to me. He was like, dude, you got to talk to the R&I guys.
You tell me, Jack. You look at it, play with it. You tell me what you think it is.
What do you think it is, man? You can pick your nose with it.
Thanks. Right.
<Kick. laughs> Right.
All right. So here's the coolest part. So that's a belt molding tool. It's patented. Yeah. You can get in there, twist, pull, yada McYada.
Yep.
So whatever. That was not really the part that impressed me. This is the part that impressed me.
This is the meat and potatoes right here, dude. Show them, John.
Yeah. So this is, you can download it at the Apple Store or Approach Releasing, it says, for Google Play.
Yeah.
It's called the R&I Guys app. And the idea is guys are going to upload all their R&I pictures, and tricks to the app. And you should be able to punch in a make and model and figure out how to take out certain, you know, the tricky, especially some of the trickier ones when you don't know exactly what you're doing. And there's a trick to it where you can prevent yourself from breaking a
Volkswagen,
right?
Like a Volkswagen. Have you ever done R&I in a very uncomfortable place? Like the back of a Volkswagen.
Yeah, those are fun. Well, hey, John, let's start from the beginning. Like, so a lot of you guys.
There's the QR code.
So, like me, if I'm looking for an R&I situation, like I go to YouTube, right?
Yeah.
So I Google YouTube. I'm like, oh, I found a guy that could take a door panel apart.
Yeah.
This right here is going to be, we're going to bypass that.
Yep.
We're going to go to videos that are made just for R&I. And if you want to contribute, you can make your own video for that to add to it. It's free. I mean, it's like a community. It's more, it's not really an app to make money or charge you. It's more of an app for like a community thing. Exactly. Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I know like Gene Fetty talked a lot about that with his video stuff.
Yeah.
He's been doing a lot of content creation with Dylan. And he talked about one of the taillight removal videos that got a lot of views on it.
Mm.
It's just how to take a taillight out.
Yeah.
Pull it out. Well, yeah, we understand how that works, but your average consumer doesn't know how to do any of that stuff.
Right.
That's a phenomenal thing.
And then we know what I was talking to him about. And then the tools you just showed me. I was like, he's like, hey man, we got this tool. I looked at it and I was like, fuck, I need that.
Dude, I walked by and then I just stopped and I was like, time out. What the fuck was that? Because it looked like a cheap old PDR tool.
Yeah.
And I looked at it, glanced at it, I was like, yeah, whatever. For whatever reason, I just stopped myself and I was like, no, go look at it. Go really see what it is.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I did.
I was in a hurry.
Same. Yeah.
But he stopped me. He was like, dude, look at this. So I was like, I want that. Yeah. Like, I need that.
Yeah, and it was $50. I bought two of them.
I mean, yeah, I mean, like, whatever. You know,
I bought two.
So yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. I actually was thinking about that.
What else do I got? I got some other stuff over here. I was doing a show.
So while John's looking for that, I went to Kiko. I did buy the Tornadoes.
Yeah, I got.
Give them a try. Give them a try.
Yeah. That's what's my opinion. Toledo showed up and just had to showcase all this stuff for me. I'm bummed I didn't get these.
What'd you get, Johnny? What's that?
These are some Blammies. Some more Blammies. Just super skinny. You know, similar to these Excaliburs, but these super skinny Blems are freaking money. Right. They're strong as hell. They get in lots of places, and I just love them. And I find myself gravitating more and more to these.
You know, like, these are forged. Right?
Yeah, these are forged, and they're super fucking strong. And Blem is not messing around.
Yeah,
so
they do a good job.
Yeah, I find myself, you know, the more and more I go, like, I'm a tool whore of all tool whores. And the more and more I go, I gravitate towards some of these tools that we're going to get into those tricky places. So.
Yeah. Who's are these?
That's Excalibur. Razor Tails are called.
Those are interesting, yeah.
They're mine.
These are nice. They're dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you get yourself in trouble real quick. But, dude, they'll cut through glue like nobody's business. And when you're doing a hood.
Are you specializing these in aluminum or something?
I mean, they're great for aluminum. I would tend to grab them more in an aluminum situation, but yeah.
What did you say for the set of those?
I don't know.
You said buy.
Yeah. Okay.
$1 million.
At this point, I see a tool, I buy it. If I want it, I buy it.
Did you guys see this yet?
Yeah, I was playing with that, man.
Yeah. Death Slayer hammer. This tip is new. Yeah,
I haven't seen that yet.
He just started making that. I have that hammer, but not with that cap.
You have the snap-on version, right? Yeah. Snap-on actually stopped making that.
Yeah, I don't have the snap-on. I have
the snap-on version. It's a little heavier, and then it's got more like oak wood,
not
oak wood, mahogany wood.
Yeah.
But. Dude, this is, if you're looking for one, this, you might as well get one like this.
Plus,
yeah,
snap on top.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
Love it. Oh, here, hand me the spray bottle. We can talk. We give Amanda one more shout out. Prime Accounting Team.
What is this?
This is from Prime Accounting Team, Amanda Christensen. And a magnetic holder. Parts holder, but yeah. Check out Prime Accounting Team. If you're not up to date on your taxes, you don't have a good CPA.
Right.
Check those. Check them out.
We all booth?
They did not have a booth, but yeah. It's Amanda Christensen, Shane Jacks, Brandon Birch.
Yep.
And I forget who the CPA. There's an actual licensed CPA.
So there were suitcases?
That's a term I've heard.
Who?
Amanda gave me these.
Come on, it's a drug total. You got to put people on blast.
I don't want to put my friends on blast.
You can't be politically correct all the time. Come on.
You're right, we're trying to make metal flat again.
they were suitcasing.
turns down.
Yeah. I believe that is the correct term, Congressman.
It's a write-off.
Hey, will you hand me that that Slayer yet?
Look at that.
Yeah, sir.
So
So this is a new version of the Slayer. It's got a 3/8 and interchangeable tip. And this handle, will come off immediately.
Absolutely.
And
Gorilla grip
will go on there.
Yep, yep.
But dude, for upper body lines, this thing is short, so you're not going to be gorilla arming it.
Yeah.
You're going to be in a comfortable position and just be able to rail those things out.
Hey, congratulations, man!
I haven't used it. I just saw it. This first time I saw it, I bought it. I guarantee I'm going to love it.
You can take that off and put your Gorilla Grip on.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
Right?
That's exactly what I said. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Yeah. Thanks for paying attention. Would you say you're suitcasing this podcast, Vinny?
What's the name of that specific tool?
It might be on here. Yeah, it's Shorty Slayer interchangeable tip.
The Shorty.
Hey, Shorty, it's your birthday. We gonna party like it's your birthday.
Hey, and shout out to Matt Boyette.
Hey, congratulations, Matt Boyette. Being our typical person of the year.
Congratulations.
Yep. Well earned, well deserved. He's got a lot of good ideas he's brought forward, and our lives are all easier for it. So thank you. Thank you, Mr. Matt Boyette. Look at that orange bag, too, please. Right there. The whole, just throw that whole thing over here. We'll see what else we got.
What'd you get, bro?
I don't know if anybody's ever seen one of these before.
What is that?
But no, it's just a burrow wedge. I like that wedge. And then I got this new. Well, I don't know if it's
that's
new.
Keith, right?
Yeah, it's from Keith. It's a like a Vladimir hammer. Or, I don't know, but it's got double ended. It's got.
Can you give it a shot?
Yeah. It's got
just looks like it's
holes for ends on both sides, so you can.
It should have came with tips too.
Oh no, that's fine. Just
how many guys have that cool gun?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't. I need it.
No,
that
one?
Yeah. So
no, I need one.
Yeah, I just bought it.
Yeah.
That thing must devour sticks. Right?
Yeah. Well,
devour sticks
for good reason.
It has a big well.
Oh, this. So, yeah, this Anson. I bought an extra one because one time I left mine in my shop at my house, and I needed the deep well because I was doing big smash work. When you need this gun and you don't have it, it's very frustrating.
Can it keep up with an electric?
Probably. I mean, I guess I don't know. I know I can fill. I can fill a full centipede tab with this thing.
You're doing super tabs.
What is that, hot enough?
Yeah. I mean, they come out.
The super tabs, lateral pitches,
they come out smoking ass out.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
And then have you guys tried, anybody tried the cactus juice?
Let's talk about that. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's an adhesion promoter.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have not tried it, but for whatever, for 15, 20 bucks, I'll try it.
Right.
And then I got more of my personal favorite knockdown tip.
Yeah.
These, the dent on dent peewees in the Torlon.
That's a money.
Those things, they don't scuff, they don't mar, they don't shatter. I love that material. Yeah. I love that tip. And it's my number one go-to.
Ballistic.
Match grade, Torlon, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, it is definitely my favorite. So I always got to try it. But. And then, a bunch of the other stuff I got is getting shipped. Boyette also had a new hood stand that goes on your Husky table.
Oh, yeah, we saw that one.
I got that thing.
Of course, yeah.
Because I already have the Husky table, so that was a no-brainer. And then I'm going to get another
solid, dude.
Pack out.
Did y'all think it was solid shit? Like,
yeah, it seemed like it.
Yeah, it's cool.
Because, I don't know, like I've got two of those tables. John's got one. We already have the table.
Yeah, I like the design of it.
And if you're not using it, even if you want to get the arms off it,
Pull the arms off.
Done. Yeah. You got a regular roll around table.
Right? We tested the trunk he had on it, and it was just really fucking solid, man.
It was a great. I thought it was a great idea when I saw that. I was like, I walked by it and I just saw a trunk lid.
Yeah,
I was like, oh,
literally, we wrote like on an auto rider. We wrote like
Matt, me and Matt were talking. He was like, hey, look, this is for sale.
Yep.
Because we just thought
this is a loose stone. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, it was good, man. I liked it. So,
is everyone going to have to use the white lifter?
What's that?
Is anyone going to use the white lifter?
Well, no, first off, that's going on the backdrop of the podcaster. Actually, it might go down in my bar personally. Yes. That's probably where
this is pretty as fuck, by the way.
That is pretty as shit.
I
want
to convert my black one to go to blue trim.
You got what?
The black one to blue trim. I want to buy that, Ron. I want to buy all that, throw the blue and convert my black one.
Yeah.
Do it up.
Wear white gloves when you use this, by the way. Yes. So pretty. So pretty.
So white glove.
That's a stormtrooper lifter.
Yeah, I love that's a good, yes.
Ooh, I
good, that's a good
that.
Name for it. That's awesome.
Stormtrooper level stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Yeah. John's got to turn it off.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
We can no, wrap it up.
Wrapping it up.
We have one more.
Whatever.
Oh, but
you
know
what this is?
That's a knife. Neo knife.
Is it a knife?
What? I got
the knife.
I got one. I already talked about mine. Show it.
Come on, Mary.
Get in here. Let's go. Thank you.
Show the knife.
He kind of killed it.
Because
I'm like, okay.
I got the knife.
Well, no. I didn't even, you can't tell what it is. But anyway, guess who gave it to me?
Right.
Kate, which is his daughter, right?
I know, and after, I know. By the way, I got a Woo Taylor Swift bracelet from
after, okay, so after Matt from Get a Grip realized that I got two of these for free, you can't beat this. This is for free. You guys bought your stuff. I got mine for free. So this is the tool of all the tools, right? So now he's making a knife, apparently. Get a Grip.
All right, you see Get a Grip.
Yep.
Okay,
but what
here.
Else? What is special about it?
Well, I like the
She's
fact.
Like, I'm also.
Oh, there's a logo on it.
Hey, his logo on it. I like this right
oh,
here.
Mary.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Whoa, whoa, yeah. Cool, Mary.
What can we talk? Show it? Okay, so. Okay. You see it? There you go.
Yep.
See? It's got the MTE on it, special edition 2024.
Right.
Guess what?
Make sure you put that in your check bag. All right,
no, Mary. No. And guess what? You know what it does? It works for everything. Any utility thing you need. Yeah.
Oh.
That's
a seatbelt cutter.
Can you fix
That's
a dent
cool.
with it?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It wouldn't fix a dent, but it would create dents.
No. It'll fix a dent. It will create dents with that attitude.
Yeah. No, I just brought it for a joke, you guys. I like
it's
it.
It's a really nice song.
It's it's well made, but actually I'm giving it to Jay. Jay needs it. I'm giving this to you. Yeah. Because you need this with your pack. So it doesn't fit your desk, but you need this with your packing yourself. So you're gonna get one for free.
Just borrow me.
Just borrow me.
I don't know. I got two. I got two, so I'll give it to you. I'll give that one to you.
Hey,
here's Mary.
Thank you for sharing that tool. But we shouldn't let you go without acknowledging and congratulating you.
Oh,
beer's up! Beer's up for Mary Toledo, PDR Woo-hoo! Person of the Year.
Okay.
Congratulations!
Go ahead. Cheers for me.
Somebody get Mary a shot. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for doing everything.
Yeah, no problem. Okay.
You do a lot for us. We appreciate you. So we're glad.
You do a lot for us. We
happy to
appreciate
hear.
You. We appreciate you too. Yeah. I gave something to Sally. Actually.
Oh, wow. Shucks. Oh, my God.
Oh, she
love it.
She's already eating it.
Sally, would you like to join us?
Love it.
Come
love
on,
it.
Sally. Oh, you just shoot. No, you just say hi.
What do you mean? Come on, sit.
She said, look what
Mary got. Now you're on a podcast.
They
don't
go.
Do podcasts.
It's
oh,
okay.
Well, you're on one.
Yep.
Do you like my ears?
I do.
Thank you.
I love
Mary,
you.
Mary, these are my favorite chocolates.
Okay.
Oh, it's everyone's favorite chocolate.
No, but
now we're talking about
John.
Chocolates. Yeah. All right.
Shit's getting wild.
I don't know. I don't know what else to say around here, but...
Say goodbye.
These things have devolved.
So
and now get back up. Oh, yeah.
Woo!
All right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. the drunk dual review 2024. Fucking out of here.
We just want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Dent Nerds PDR Podcast. We hope you enjoyed the show and learned something new about the world of paintless dent repair. We'll be back next month with another exciting episode, so be sure to join us. In the meantime, don't forget to share our podcast with your friends, join the Dent Nerds Facebook group, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and leave us a review on your favorite podcast app. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Dent Nerds PDR Podcast.